Of James, sa aklat tayo ng James, Book of James, chapter number 1. Sa sample Bible natin, anong page yung James chapter 1? 674 sa sample natin. Book of James, chapter number 1, the Bible says, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. And so, ito ang panimula ng aklat ni James at pinag-aaralan natin itong Book of James. And last week, nakita natin may dalawang bahagi ang Book of James. Yung unang bahagi, true faith. At yung pangalawang bahagi, true wisdom. And so, ngayon, magsisimula na tayo sa pag-aaral ng Book of James. So, kung hindi nyo nakuha yung dalawang introduction message, pwede nyo makuha yan sa sermon audio webpage natin, pwede sa YouTube, dinalagay sa YouTube channel natin yung mga messages na ito para bigyan yung time pag-aralan ang Book of James introduction. And so ngayon, titingnan natin ang mga dahilan kung bakit maaari tayong maggalak sa kalagitnaan ng mga pagsubok. James begins the letter rather immediately, instantly, getting right into the matter. And James gives us reasons why we should be joyful in the midst of trials and testings. And in fact, chapter 1 gives us 4 reasons why we can be joyful. And why we should be joyful, even though we are in tribulation and testing and trials and suffering. James gives us 4 reasons, and today we will look at reason number 1. Okay, so next Sunday, guess what? We will look at reason number 2. The following Sunday, reason number 3. And the following Sunday after that, reason number 4. 4 reasons why you can rejoice in the midst of trials and testing. And let me just say before we begin, how we respond correctly to trials is the key, is the secret. How we respond to testings and sorrow is the key. And so, diretso ang mga payo ni James, para siyang isang panganib na kapatid. He's like an older brother. He's really the pastor of the church at Jerusalem. And immediately goes into the reasons why you can rejoice in the midst of suffering. So ang mga sumusunod na pag-aaralan natin ay yung 4 na dahilan kung bakit maaari tayong magalak bagamat tayo ay nahihirapan o dumadaan sa mga pagsubok. Binigyan tayo ng 4 na dahilan ni James. Number 1, yan ang titingnan natin today. Tapos next Sunday, yung mga iba pang mga dahilan. So, are you ready? James chapter 1, verse number 2, meron tayong utos. May inutos sa atin si James na dapat natin gawin. I don't want you to miss this out. There are 4 reasons why we should rejoice. We'll look at reason number 1 today. And at the verse number 2, the very first thing, James is already commanding us to do something. Are you ready? Number 1, the command. This is the command. Okay? My brethren, so who is he talking to? He's talking to the church at Jerusalem and all the other persecuted churches, this diaspora, the 12 tribes scattered abroad, these baptized disciples that are continuing in the house of the Lord. They are everywhere scattered. Some are in Samaria, some in Galilee, some in Turkey. Some all over the place. And yet, James immediately says this in verse 2, my brethren, count. That's the command. Count. Count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations. That's the first thing you need to realize. God commanded us to count it all joy. Now there's a pun with the word joy, because the word greeting in verse number 1 is also the word for joy or rejoicing. So James is saying, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, be joyful, rejoice. My brethren, count it all joy. And I say again, he's saying it over. Rejoice in verse 1. Count it all joy in verse number 2. And so the command in verse 2 is, when troubles come our way, when diverse temptations, all different kinds of temptations come our way, here's the first thing we need to do. We need to count it all joy. So, yung unang utos ng liham, pagdating ng mga pagsubok, dapat i-consider natin. Pag-isipan natin. At ibilang na natin na ligaya ang mga pagsubok na yan. Yan ang unang utos ng Diyos. This is the first command. This is not optional. This is not a suggestion. This is what God is saying. When temptations come your way, count it all joy. Count it joy. Wait a minute. Is that the natural reaction to temptation? To count it joy? No. The natural reaction to temptation and testing and trial and trouble is to count it an irritation. To count it as a bother. To count it as something that we'd rather not have and rather not deal with. The flesh responds to temptation in a sinful way. But the Lord told us that is not how we are to count temptations. We are to count it all joy. Yung ibig sabihin ng count, ibilang natin, i-consider natin. Ito ay careful and deliberate judgment. This is not flippant. James is not saying, oh, you know, if you get bad news, you just, you know, automatically just rejoice, you know, ha 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 ha. You know, I'm impervious, you know. That's not what James is saying. The word count means careful, deliberate judgment. A decision that is based upon the Spirit. We are to discern the temptation and understand that God intends a purpose for every trial and temptation. And we will miss out on the purpose if we do not count it all joy at the outset. So, maraming mga Kristiyano dumadaan sa mga pagsubok at sila ay nahihimatay dahil hindi ang pananaw nila sa mga pagsubok ay problema. Hindi kagalakan or oportunidad na itaguyod tayo ng Diyos. Kaya anong ginagawa ng mga Kristiyano na hindi nagbabasa ng Bible? Pagdating ng mga pagsubok, sumusuko. Nalalanta. O mas higit pa dyan, nagba-backslide. Did the Bible say, my brethren, backslide when you fall into diverse temptations? That's just how a lot of Christians behave when it comes to temptations. They backslide. Or the flesh reacts in a way that the Bible commands them not to. The Bible says, count it all joy. Be careful, be deliberate to discern that God intends to use this trouble as a means of joy in your life. The flesh judges and discerns wrong all the time. Kaya pag Kristiyano ka, huwag kang magtiwala sa laman. Kasi pag dumating yung mga pagsubok, yung laman natin palaging nakikibaka, nakikilaban, umaaway, naiirita tayo, nasasaktan tayo, nawawalan tayo ng testimony, nagwawala, nasisiraan ng ulo, whatever, mali na yung pananaw dahil hindi natin binibilang ng maigi at maayos yung mga pagsubok na dinadala sa atin ng Diyos. Count it, consider it carefully with deliberate judgment. Evaluate our testings and trials carefully. Carefully, maging mahinahon tayo. Maging, pag dumating yung mga bad news sa buhay natin, huwag tayong basta-basta kumikilos. Sandali lang. Mag-isip tayo ng maayos. Ang pagsubok na yan, dumaan ba yan sa kamay ng Diyos bago nakarating sa atin? Ha? Yes. So, may purpose and plan ang Diyos para sa atin at hindi ho aksidente yung mga aksidente natin. Do you know that? Tinimbang na ho ng Diyos yung mga pagsubok natin. At dumaan sa kanyang mabuting kamay. Now, tandaan natin, ang mga pagsubok ay hindi ho nanggaling ang pasimuno niya, hindi ang Diyos. Bakit tayo may problema sa buhay? Sinong nagkasala? Hello? Bakit may problema tayo sa buhay? Sino kaya yung unggoy na nagkasala? Sino yung demonyo? Ah, si Adan. Nung siya ay bumali sa utos ng Diyos, lahat tayo ay nilubog niya. Lahat tayo, pati siya, dinubog niya sa problema. So, ang problema ba natin nanggagaling talaga sa Diyos? Hindi. Never. Lahat ng mga problema natin ay galing at dulot sa ating kasalanan. Tandaan niyo yun. Now, pinapahintulutan ba ng Diyos na dumaan ang problema sa buhay natin? Pinahihintulutan ba ng Diyos na dumaan tayo sa problema? Yes! Pinahihintulutan ng Diyos na dumaan tayo sa problema o dumating yung problema sa buhay natin. Pero saan nang galing yung problema? Sinong pasimuno nun? Tanda natin, hindi ang Diyos. Okay? So, ano ang dapat nating i-consider pagdating sa mga troubles natin? I-consider natin all joy. All joy. May purpose ang Panginoon. Alam mo, kung wala tayong problema, kung wala tayong dinadaanan na problema o pagsubok sa buhay, magiging malalanta tayong mga Kristiyano. Walang pinagdaanan, walang pinaghirapan, kaya walang tunay na paggagalak sa buhay. Walang kwenta ang buhay kung lahat ay binigay sa iyo. At wala kang pinaghirapan. Kung baga, spoiled ka. Alam mo yung spoiled? Ano yung spoiled sa Tagalog? Yung kanta, ano yun? Laki sa layaw? Tama ba yun? Spoiled? Tama ba yun? O, tama naman kasi nun. Worldly lang naman. Pero tama naman. Well, laki sa layaw. Ang bata, tao na laki sa layaw, spoiled brat. Yung mga Kristiyano na hindi marunong dumaan sa mga pagsubok ay spoiled Christian. Now, 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 16. Keep your finger in James chapter 1, but go over to 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 16. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 16. Peter, the second pastor of the church at Jerusalem, wrote to the churches all over. Same idea, writing to the churches. He taught the same thing, the very same thing. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse number 16. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse, let's see here. Now, verse number 6. 1 Peter 1:6, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. So, God expects us to rejoice, to have joy in our heart in the middle of sorrow. Joy and sorrow can mix. Kaya ho, ang Kristiyano, ibang klaseng tao ang Kristiyano. Ang Kristiyano ang may karapatan na ngumiti sa gitna ng kanyang luha. Yun lang ang Kristiyano pwedeng tunay na may gala sa kalagitnaan ng pagsubok. The Christian is the only person in the world who can joy in the middle of sorrow, who can smile in the middle of tears. Only a Christian can do that because God enables the Christian to have joy in the middle of sorrow. Joy and sorrow can mix. You know what joy cannot mix with? Sorrow and joy can come together. They can dwell in the heart. But sin and joy, they do not mix. Sin and joy do not mix. Kaya pag Kristiyano ka, punong-puno ka ng kasalanan, katiwalian, kamalian, garantisado luluha ka. Hindi ka pababayaan ng Diyos na manatili sa kasalanan na hindi ka paluan ng Diyos, hindi ho pwedeng magsama ang ligaya at kasalanan. Pwedeng magsama ang ligaya at kapighatian. Pwedeng magsama yon. Pero never ang kaligayahan at kasalanan magsasama sa puso ng Kristiyano. It's impossible. James prepares the reader with verse 1, greeting, be joyful, rejoice, be cheerful. With verse number 2, count it all joy. He's using the puns as a literary linguistic style. Pun. I like punning. Punning is fun. And so James is preparing us. So what's the first rule? What's the first command? What's the one thing that we should be doing? When troubles come our way, we need to carefully consider this thing to be all joy. All joy. Now, is that the natural reaction of the flesh? No. So it deserves the Holy Spirit's power. We need the Holy Spirit's power to ascertain temptation as an opportunity of all joy. This is beyond our capability. We cannot count it all joy when we're in sin. We will not count it all joy in the flesh. But in the Spirit and through the Spirit, we can obey the Lord and consider it all joy and carefully discern and carefully exercise ourselves spiritually, counting it, considering it deliberately, evaluating it with all joy. Now, number 2, the contrary circumstances. The contrary, ito yung problema. When ye fall into diverse temptations. When ye fall into diverse temptations. Sa Tagalog, mga kapatid ko, ituring ninyong buong kagalakan kapag kayo'y nahaharap sa sari-saring pagsubok. When ye fall, not if ye fall. It's when. What does that mean? That means temptation is coming your way. Whether you like it or not, trouble is coming. Kaya pag ikaw hindi ka na sa kalagitnaan ng pagsubok, mag-ready ka na. Kasi yung mga pagsubok ay parating. Ayan sabi ng Bible, kapag kayo'y nahaharap sa sari-saring pagsubok. Hindi yung kung sakali haharap kayo sa mga pagsubok. No, kapag, ibig sabihin, parating na ho. Kung hindi ka nasa kalagitnaan ngayon ng pagsubok, parating ang pagsubok sa buhay mo. So maghanda ka na, mag-prepare ka na. mag-ready ka na. Ano yung ire-ready natin? Ire-ready natin na sari-sari ang mga pagsubok. Now sa Bible, the word temptation comes in two forms.
Sa temptation.
Dalawang uri ang temptation sa Bible. Merong external, merong internal. Sa Bible, pag sinabing temptation, ibig sabihin niyan trials, testings. Hey, ano sa Tagalog yung trials? Pagsubok. Ano sa Tagalog yung testings? Pagsubok din, di ba? Testings, di ba? Temptation. Tukso. Pwede rin yun, tukso. Okay? So ang mga ito, synonymous yan. Isa lang ang ibig sabihin niya, mga pagsubok, mga tukso, yung mga testings na yan, trials na yan, parating ho yan. Constantly, always. Pero may dalawang uri. There is external temptation, testings, and trials that come from outside. This is allowed by God. Ito, pinapayagan ng Diyos. Allowed by God. Hindi nanggaling sa Diyos, nanggaling sa kasalanan natin. Pero hinahayaan ng Diyos na dumapo sa atin. Pinapayagan yan ng Diyos. That's external testings and trials. They are allowed by God. They are not sourced in God. They are simply allowed by the Lord. And so God brings, sends trials and testings our way. And He has a purpose why He does that. And we will look at that. We will look at one reason today. But you have to understand, He allows things, but they are not sourced by Him. But He allows them to happen. External testings. Meron ding internal. Ito, hindi pinapayagan ng Diyos. Pero dulot po ito ng laman natin. This is the flesh. This comes from the outside. This comes from the inside. The flesh. The flesh. Ano yung flesh sa Tagalog? Laman. So, tandaan natin, ang Kristiyano ay body, soul, and spirit. Body, soul, and spirit. Yung body natin, yan yung flesh. Yung Kristiyano na hindi surrender sa Diyos ay punong-puno ng kanyang sarili, ng kanyang laman. Kaya, punong-puno rin siya ng mga tukso. Natutukso ako. Hindi ho yan panglabas at pinapayagan ng Diyos. Ito ay panloob at labag sa Diyos. Ito, imbitasyon na magkasala tayo. Yun yung tukso. Temptation. And whether ang temptation ay internal, fleshly, invitation to sin that God doesn't allow and God definitely is against that, or whether the trial is external or allowed by God, at any point, there is a design and a purpose why troubles come our way. And we need to see that here. So, here's reason number one why we can rejoice in the middle of temptation. Because, and this is very important, if you respond by faith in every temptation, in every trial, it will result into maturity. It will result into perfection, the Bible says. Look over in verse number 3. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Hey, do you want to be mature? Do you want to be entire, whole, complete? Yes. Do you want to lack nothing? Do you want everything you need answered? You don't want anything lacking? O baka gusto mo may kulang sa'yo? No. Gusto mo buo ka, di ba? Gusto mo mature. Ano yung mature sa Tagalog? Tinina ko, medyo mahirap yung mature. Sandali lang. Ano ba itong mature na ito? Paggulang. Tama ba yun? Paggulang, no? Gusto mo ba sa buhay mo, ikaw ay mature Christian? Ha? O gusto mo, ano ka na lang? Ano ba yung? Unano? Unano sa pananampalataya? Ha? No offense sa mga unano, ha? Walang offense sa mga unano. Nabalitaan ba ninyo yung unano? Sabi niya, hello? Sabi niya, ito ba yung dermatologist na nagtatanggal ng mga balahibo? Oh, ito yung dermatologist, sabi ng dermatologist. Ah, nagtatanggal ko yung mga balahibo sa legs? Oh, yes, sabi niya. Di ba sabi niyo sa advertisement niyo, one leg, the other one free? Oh, pag one leg, other leg free. Sabi niya, yes, oh, yun ang advertisement namin. Sabi ng unano, sabi niya, eh di sa akin libre. Sabi, bakit? Kasi unano ako. Yung isa kong leg, hindi kasing laki ng leg ng tao. Kaya pag sinama mo yung dalawa ko, one leg ako. O di, buy one leg, take one leg free, di ba? O di, libre ako, sabi ng unano. Biro lang. Whatever. Ano ba yan? Pero hindi dapat tayo manatiling unano sa pananampalataya. Gusto natin may paggulang tayo sa pananampalataya? Gusto ba natin yung sinasabi sa verse 4? Perfect, entire, wanting nothing. Gusto natin yon? Do we like verse 4? Yes. Ano ang proseso? Verse 3. At yan ang problema natin. Gusto natin ang resulta, ayaw natin ang proseso. So verse 4 is the result. Verse 3 is the process. And you know how many Christians like the result? But they don't like the process. So here is the first reason why we can count it all joy. Number one, reason number one, and this is all we'll get to today. We ought to count it, our temptation and testings and trials, we ought to count it all joy, because if we respond correctly by faith to these things, we will grow into maturity. We will be mature Christians. Now here's the process. And this is what Christians don't like. Kasi mas easy yung mag-responde ka sa flesh. Now, may option ka, ha? Option number one, meron kang flesh response. Ano yung response? Yan. Flesh response. Option number two, meron faith response. Yan lang ang choices natin bilang Kristiyano. We can respond in the flesh, we can respond in faith. Look at verse number two. Verse number two. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Pag yung temptation pumasok at nag-respond ka sa faith, ang labas niyan, sabi ng verse 3, works patience. Ang ibig sabihin ng patience ay endurance. Ano ang ibig sabihin ng patience or endurance sa Tagalog? Ano yung endurance sa Tagalog? What does endurance mean in Tagalog? Ano yung endurance? Yamang inyong nalalaman na ang pagsubok sa inyong pananampalataya ay nagbubunga ng pagtitiis. Pagtitiis. So pag dumating ang mga pagsubok, At ang respond, ang pag-reply mo, ang faith mo, ay ginagamit mo sa kalagitnaan ng pagsubok, nagre-resulta ho yan ng pagtitiis. Paano nakakayanan ng mga Kristiyano ang buhay? Sa pamamagitan ng pananampalataya. Kaya ho, nakakapagtiis ang mga Kristiyano. Konting tiis lang, Kristiyano. Ito yung hindi kaya ng flesh. Yung pag dumating yung trouble sa flesh, alam mo yung flesh, sumasabog yun. Nagagalit. Lumalabas yung sungay. Pag may problema, lumalabas yung kaba. O yung pagdududa. O yung galit, puot. Yan ang response ng flesh. Pero pag yung Kristiyano, surrender siya sa Panginoon, ginagamit niya ang pananampalataya niya, Lord, tulungan niyo Lord ako, bibigyan ka ng grasya para magtiis, mag-endure. Tapos, sa verse number 4, yung pagtitiis mo, may bunga yan. Tingnan mo ang verse number 4. But let patience have her perfect work. Pinaperfect. Minamature ka ng pagtitiis mo. That ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Tatlong benefits yan. Perfect, entire, wanting nothing. Ibig sabihin, walang kakulangan. Walang kakulangan, buong-buo at mature. Pagbulang, perfect. You see that? Ito yung produkto. Ito yung proseso. Okay? Is that clear? Okay? Pwede na tayong sumulong? Are we good? Okay. Tandaan mo, faith tested produces patience or endurance. And faith and endurance produces maturity. Maturity. Kaya alam mo, pag dumating yung mga temptation sa mga Kristiyano na matatag sa pananampalataya, hindi sila nalalanta. Hindi sila nagwawala. Hindi sila sumasabog. At lalong hindi sila umiiwas sa church. Alam mo, Pastor, marami akong dinadaanan. Pasensya na, hindi muna ako mag-church. Eh? Kasi, iinom lang muna ako. Maninigarilyo na lang muna ako kasi nene-nervyos ako. Hindi yan ang paraan ng paglago sa pananampalataya. You will never be a mature Christian if you don't know how to endure using faith. If all you do is respond in the flesh, you are a baby Christian. There's something wrong with your spiritual growth. It will never take place. There is no substitute. This is it. This is God's command. This is God's will. Now, there's a second command in verse number 4. Remember, what's the first command? Count it all joy. Yan ang first command. What's the second command? Look at verse number 4. Let. There you go. Let. But let. Patience have her perfect work. What does the word let mean? Allow. So James is saying, I'm giving you a command, Christian. Allow patience to have her perfect work. What does that mean? That means you need to make a decision that when troubles come, you're not going to flee. You're not going to get away. You're not going to run. You're not going to be responding in the flesh. When troubles come, you will respond in faith. You will allow God to produce you endurance in you. And then you will reap the benefits of maturity, needing nothing, lacking nothing. Alam mo ang Kristiyano na dumaan sa mga pagsubok? Hindi niya kailangan ng mga pasosyal-sosyal na bagay para ngumiti siya. Ang Kristiyano na dumaan sa mga pagsubok, ngumingiti na yan kahit na durog ang kanyang puso. May ngiti pa rin siya. Bakit? May pinagdaanan yon. Yung mga Kristiyano na hindi dumaan sa mga pagsubok, konting pagsubok lang, ayan na, flesh na yung response nila. Kaya wala, ano yung bunga nila? Wala silang maturity. palagi silang may kailangan, kailangan ko ng attention. And so, this is the product and the process. We are commanded to count it all joy. And we are commanded to let patience have her perfect work. Do not escape this. Do not excuse this. This is God's perfect will. When troubles come our way, we respond in faith. And that faith produces endurance, and that endurance produces maturity. Many like the product. They like this, but they don't like this. So, how do we let patience have her perfect work? Well, you do it by surrendering to the Lord. And be consistent and faithful till the end. Till the end of the trial or temptation, or till the end of your life. See, yung mga Kristiyano na dumaan na sa mga pagsubok at nakuha na nila yung maturity, yung perfection, maaasahan mo pag dumating yung mga pagsubok sa buhay, nandyan yan sa church. Maaasahan mo, mananalangin yan. Maaasahan mo, hindi ka na magtataka. Ano ba nangyari sa kanila? Tumigil na sila sa pagsisimba. Hindi yon mature Christian. Okay? So, now, anong klase kang Christian? Do you respond by faith or do you respond in the flesh? Sana, magdesisyon kayo ngayon na simula ngayon, pag may mga pagsubok na parating, tulungan ako ng Diyos na ibilang ko ito bilang ligaya at hayaan ko na ang Diyos ang magbigay sa akin ng pagtitiis at paggulang. Okay? Would you bow your heads and close your eyes? Number one reason why we can be rejoicing in the middle of trouble is because God will mature us. God will grow us. You grow through your pain. You grow through your trial if you respond in faith, and only by responding in faith. If you respond in the flesh, you will not grow. You will be defeated. You will be destroyed. You will be hurting more if you respond in the flesh. Kaya maraming mga Kristiyano, bagsak talaga dahil hindi nila alam ang utos ni James at hindi nila pinapayagan ang salita ng Diyos ang kumausap sa kanila. Now, kayong mga Kristiyan, nandito kayo, nakikinig kayo, you are here. God bless you. I'm glad you're here. Kung hindi ka na nasa pagsubok, parating ang mga pagsubok sa buhay. Asikasuhin mo na ngayon at i-desisyon mo na ngayon na susunod ka sa Panginoon. Magre-responde ka in faith. Not in the flesh, but in the faith. Pastor, pray for me. Nawa, bigyan ako ng grasya ng Diyos na mag-respond in faith sa mga pagsubok na parating. Pray for me. Let me see your hand. God bless you. God bless you. That's good. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Halos lahat tayo. Nakapagtaas ng kamay. God bless you. That's good. Alam mo, wala tayong option. Yung option number one, hindi talaga option yan. Ano, susuko na lang tayo. Pabayaan na lang natin yung espiritu natin. Huwag na tayo mag-church. Huwag na tayo mag-faith. Oh? Babagsak talaga tayo. Pero kung sabihin natin, Panginoon, bigyan mo ako ng lakas. Lord, inutos mo ako na maging tapat. Kaya, Lord, bigyan mo ako ng grasya para maging tapat. At kapag binigyan ka ng grasya ng Diyos, gamitin mo ang grasya ng Diyos sa buhay mo. Amen? Pray for me, Pastor. Dumadaan ako sa mga pagsubok at gusto kong manatiling tapat sa Diyos. Pray for me. Let me see your hand. Oh my. Siguro lahat tayo pwedeng magtaas ng kamay. Let's pray. Father in Heaven, Lord, sa unang dahilan lang na dapat kami magalak sa gitna ng mga pagsubok ay dahil sa paggulang namin sa pananampalataya. Nawa, Panginoon, ang bawat isang mga Kristiyano dito ay dumating sa punto ng paggulang upang hindi po kami maging parang mga bata na papalit-palit ang isip kung saan-saan na nagagala at walang tunay na stability sa buhay. Lord, i-bless niyo po ang inyong mga anak na magre-respond sa faith. Ito ang utos ninyo, Lord, at kinikilala po namin itong utos na ito. At hinahayaan po namin ito na mamuno sa aming buhay. Kaya bigyan niyo po kami ng grasya. Grasya sa mga pagsubok na parating, Lord. And Lord, kami po ay naniniwala sa inyo na ang grasya ay sukat para sa mga pagsubok na parating. And Lord, we pray your blessing upon each of us. May others come to know Jesus as Lord and Savior, and may we respond in faith to gain the maturity and the endurance that we need for trials of life. We love you, Lord. Bless your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. God bless you. You are dismissed.